Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
1-3-1-2-3.
What a dart!
That got the joint jumping.
Patrick retains Thompson. Let's it go. Score!
What a play by the defensive captain.
Yeah!
Jimbo Cook.
Gary Cooley. The kid is cool.
Here we go.
The drop.
Are you kidding me?
Ukko Pekalukinen.
And it's intercepted.
Now he's going to take it and run.
Yeah.
He's a beast with a capital B.
Let's go, Buffalo.
Full beast mode in TNT.
No timers.
It is Bills game night here at KeyBank Center.
I'm fired up.
I thought you might be.
This was excellent. I put it together. I love it, and I'm fired up now. I'm going to be screaming, "Let's go Buffalo!" at Buffalo Creek Casino tonight.
Hang on to that. Well, fading, I won't be fading voice of
yours. I won't be screaming.
No need to
but
scream.
I'll be shouting.
Yes. Yes, you will. It's back-to-back for the Sabres. It's the first Bills night. We've got Pete Guelli, COO of both teams, and Sabres alternate governor joining us a little bit later on in the show. Mm-hmm. There's a lot here. It's, again, inching closer to the trade deadline, which is Friday. It's the back end of back-to-back where Buffalo got 1 point and not two out of Montreal last night. It's San Jose in tonight on the heels of their first shootout win of the year, their first win in the last nine games. There's a lot to unpack, and, you know, one expects Ukko Pekalukinen to return to the crease tonight. How do you look at just this turnaround, this now window where Buffalo hasn't been able to get the points they were needing, demanding, craving over the last three games?
Yeah, so 5 out of 10, not 7 out of 10, like Lindy Ruff has been mentioned, is what they need to be able to do. So, you know, you got to look at the next five now. Can you make up? Can you go 8 out of 10 or 9 out of 10 or 10 out of 10 and say we're going to try to play catch up a little bit on what, you know, you needed to do in the first segment? The problem for me is that where it started really well, 2 goals against when you played the Rangers in a blowout, 8-2, 2 goals against Anaheim. You came back in the third to win it 3-2. Over the last three games, you've given up too many goals, 5, 4, and 4. Mm-hmm. So that's where the problem is. And I know two of them were empty net goals, and, you know, the games were still tight when you look at, you know, Montreal in overtime. The first Montreal game was a 3-2 with a chance to maybe tie it late. Mm-hmm. So they've been tight, but one of those games, you give up one less goal, all of a sudden you're at 6 or 7 points where you want to be. So that's the key right now. Now we got the next five is San Jose, Tampa, Florida, Edmonton, and Detroit. That's what you got to focus on now. You got to go 4-0, 4-0-1 in those five to catch up from what happened the last five.
Right, and what they felt yet again against the Canadiens last night was, to your point, an awful lot of offense. Big night for Nick Suzuki. Four points for him. Two more points for Lane Hutson. If you can believe this, Lane Hutson passed Chris Chelios as the fastest defenseman to 50 career points in franchise history. We're talking about the Montreal Canadiens.
Yes. Well, he did already pass Chris Chelios this year for a streak. I think it was points in nine or ten.
And how about this? Like, in NHL history, fewest games to 50 career points, rookie defensemen. Larry Murphy, Brian Leetch, Cale Makar, Stephen Pearson, who doesn't get nearly enough credit for where he was and what he meant to the Islanders dynasty, Nick Lidstrom, Phil Housley, Barry Beck. Like, and then there's Lane Hutson. This is crazy what this uber-talented young defenseman has meant to this Montreal team that is there now, knocking on the door of a playoff spot, and it just, it makes it that much more, I'm sure, frustrating from a Sabre standpoint, because we talked about it briefly last night. The first meeting in this building, Veterans Day, back and forth. Buffalo was up, gave up that late second period goal.
Yes.
If not two of them.
And
if,
that's
if,
the
if,
one where
Lukanen came out.
Levi went in.
Yep.
And then you
they
start.
They lost 7-5.
Yeah, but you start the third period, and all of a sudden, Montreal makes a goalie change as well. And you got, what,
four shots on Sam
Montembeault
yep.
after Keaton Primeau had left the game.
Mm-hmm.
And look, Montreal is also a team that's dealing with adversity right now. They've dealt with injuries. They've dealt with injuries to Caden Gooley on the back end, now Kirby Dach up front. They've had some players that have not performed as well as you wanted them to. They've got guys that are on the block, UFAs like Jake Evans and Yoel Armia. They've got a decision to make before Friday. They're very similar to what the Sabres have or have been going through. The difference is that Montreal has been able to, first of all, go 4-0. The Sabres go 0-3-1 against Montreal. That's a big difference right now. There's 8 points that, you know, goes a swing to the other.
And they've won five in a row of the break. And Buffalo started hot out of the break, but now 0-2-1 in the last three.
If Buffalo had won five in a row, that means they would have caught up to Montreal now, and they'd be in the middle of the pack along with Flyers and the Montreal Canadiens and the Boston Bruins. And, you know, there's big games tonight. And I know for the Sabres, you're saying, okay, worry about what you can do.
Right.
Which is getting your 7 or now 8 points in a 5-game, you know, stretch or whatnot. And I totally get that. But you look at the games tonight. Detroit is hosting the Carolina Hurricanes. That's a big game for Detroit. Columbus is at Tampa. Tampa played last night in Florida. We're stopped in their winning ways. Mm-hmm. Florida wins 2-1. You've got New Jersey, who is in Dallas. We were just talking off air earlier about how the Devils now, we didn't even talk about that yesterday. The loss of Jack Hughes, the injury Sunday against the Vegas Golden Knights, and it's big. New Jersey could be in a bit of a problem right now when you look at the standings. They're third in the Metro, but the teams in the wild card and the teams out of the playoffs are coming in strong. So there's a lot of big games tonight that will affect the Eastern Conference landscape.
So Buffalo got the win in San Jose before. We talk probably too much about the Sharks on this show just because I have found it almost impossible to believe, based on the nature of many of their games, the leads that they've had in their games, the heartbreaking manner in which they have continually lost, including 8 in a row prior to last night and 14 of the last 15 prior to last night, but somehow they managed to come back from a deficit in Toronto, hold on, get to the shootout, overcame a deficit in the shootout, and won for the first time in a shootout. So, based on everything you just said about Buffalo and where they are at now, three days away from the trade deadline and three straight losses, like, how do you look at this matchup here tonight?
Well, first off, you look at the San Jose Sharks, and you know they got a ton of young talent, right? The Macklin Celebrini, the Will Smith. These are players that you should know about. You should pay attention to. They have a lot of young talent. That's why they've had the season that they've had. They've been in games, sometimes up 5-3 with 10 minutes left in a game just to lose it 6-5 mm-hmm. in regulation or in overtime. But they've had a lot of inexperience showing
yes.
when it comes to the San Jose Sharks. Now, I know that they have acquired some veterans to try to help, and one of them helped last night, Tyler Toffoli.
Oh.
He was the third player for the Sharks to go in the shootout. Willie Nylander had just scored. So it's the third round. Nylander scores. The Leafs go up 1-0 in the shootout. Toffoli has to get in. He scored. And that's the veteran and the maturity and the experience that comes through. But many times this year, the Sharks have shown their inexperience. And I think this is where the Sabres have to push down a little bit. The Sharks played last night. Big win in Toronto. Emotional win. You push on them at the start of this game, and you don't give them any opportunity to. And maybe that's because last night they gave Montreal all the opportunities in the first period. Mm-hmm. Montreal got up to a 3-0 lead. That can't happen. I know that you can always come back against San Jose, but how about you don't do that? You start the game the right way. You stay disciplined. You push San Jose where they need to be, and you take over the game from the start.
They ended up having a terrific performance from Georgiev last night.
Yeah.
And those have been, unfortunately for them, after the expected but still bold trade of Mackenzie Blackwood, you know, there was a hope that Georgiev could still come in and give something similar. But and it's not just on him, obviously. And then there was the Vanacek absence, which promoted Askarov for a while. But you know what? Nobody wants to hear about San Jose's goaltending. I think they want to know just where Lukanen is at after you watch. You undoubtedly felt the same frustration as your teammates going down 3-0 in the first period. You know that first periods have been a little challenging here coming over the past week and a half. And you know your season numbers to date. Yes, he's above 500. That's in itself like, if you saw the win-loss record, you would think, oh, like, Buffalo's got to be close here to the playoff spot. No?
I hate to say it that way, but I remember my early days as the starting goalie in Buffalo when it was me and Bob Essenza and me and Mika Noren and before mm-hmm. Ryan Miller came up. And I had a couple of years where I was a game, two or three games over 500 for the season. And that's when there wasn't shootouts, there wasn't loser points, so you're looking at it and you're saying, okay, 84, 85, 86 points were getting you in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, I did what I had to do. I'm three or four games over 500. That would, if my backup goaltender would have played for 500 hockey, would have gotten me in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, it didn't happen. When you're Lukanen right now, you're saying, I'm three games over 500. Now, I have a chance maybe for now until the rest of the year to gain another 3, 4, 5, 6 games over 500. If I personally end up at the end of the year 7 or 8 games over 500, did I do enough for my team to get in? Because then you got to look and say, okay, what did you have as support? What did you have as result from your backup goaltending? And if they were to play 500, that puts you in probably the 89 to 91 point range. Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying that's a selfish way of looking at it. That's more of a, what is my job? And then how can everybody else do their job to try to get you there? But the last two games that Lukanen's played got pulled against the Carolina Hurricanes, right? That was an early pull at 2-0.
Yeah.
But it still feels like, ugh, I got pulled in that game. Mm-hmm. And then you go against Montreal, and you lose the game on Saturday night here at KeyBank Center. So, and then you didn't play last night. So you know, maybe he wanted that chance last night to go against Montreal, but he had already lost 3 games this year, so you got to change it up.
Right.
So I think if I'm looking at Lukanen tonight, it's like I'm putting up the wall. That has to be the approach pretty much every night, but on this night, it's I'm putting up the wall, and I have to do it to help my team win.
For those scoring at home, he actually didn't take the loss in the first meeting because the third period presented a little back and forth. So
and he didn't take the loss in Carolina either.
Right.
After being pulled, that was
but he did have 27 wins last year, and he's at 20 right now. And yet, and I know you've said it and examined it, from a goal saved above expectation. It just hasn't been the same year. So, again, all the team stuff and where they're at aside, and I know that that's still the most important thing, like what individually can Luukkonen do now, in your opinion? Like, where is the area of focus? Are there technicalities? You say, and I know you don't love getting into an over-examination too much at this point in time, but there's still a month to go for him. I mean, he played 54 games last year. He's played 43 this year. I suggest and would He'll suspect that he's going to get past 54 games.
There's 23
games right?
left. He's yeah. probably going to play 16 or 17
exactly,
of them, so
yeah.
he's going to get
close
to 60.
He'll play 60 games, yeah.
So, yeah, but I do feel that because Luukkonen's played a lot this season, I feel like at times there's little things that creep into your game. He's at his best when he uses his body and his athleticism, but he's not chasing. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the last few games, there's a lot of chasing. Look, the Rangers game was an 8-2 game, right? And both goals were nice, like deflections and tap-ins and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But even in that game, at times, there was a little bit of chasing that happened. So that would be my one thing. If you're going to be at your best against San Jose tonight, just let the game come to you. Don't chase it around. You just open up room and doors that are not there on any given night. So, you know, there's goalie like Georgiev. That's a problem with Georgiev. Mm-hmm. He played a good game last night, but the problem that I had with Georgiev with Colorado, and the problem that obviously has carried over to San Jose, is Georgiev can be all over the place, chasing the game. Extremely talented, extremely athletic, mm-hmm. but it's not under control. So I want Luukkonen to be a little bit more under control and show that you can do that over 60 games in a season. That's why Hellebuyck plays 65, 67, 68 games. Mm-hmm. He's always under control.
Right.
There's never wasted energy anywhere, and he can be at the high level for all those games.
Well, one would expect both goaltenders would feel very comfortable about this matchup tonight. Luukkonen is 4-1 against San Jose. Vitek Vanacek.
Don't even want to talk about that.
And 2-1. 2-1 against the Sabres
the
in his
COVID
career.
The COVID year really helped him when he was with Washington, and all he did
yep.
is in three games straight here in Buffalo, or three games straight in Washington, and then three games straight again Buffalo here. Mm-hmm. It was Vitek Vanacek somehow pulling off wins after wins after wins.
Yeah, it was from a good news standpoint amidst their shootout win last night was the fact that Celebrini played. So, you know, the hope is to get to see him up close again here tonight on Bills Night.
And if you want, like, we don't have votes on the Calder Trophy, the Rookie of the Year. And
well, this is
I
exactly why I prodded you hard at the start of the show last night, because I think Lane Hutson has to be the favorite
he's
now.
He's probably the favorite now. But I'll tell you this, and most people watching or listening don't have votes either. I'm sure there's some that do have a vote. But you got to see Lane Hutson last night. Watch Macklin Celebrini tonight.
Yeah.
And, like, say, okay, which one did you like best? Maybe yeah. we got a great game from Hutson last night. We actually got great games from Hutson the last two nights. Mm-hmm. But, you know, maybe you'll get a great game from Celebrini. Maybe you won't. But just watch him. Watch him, how he plays. He's just a young kid. He's younger than Hutson. Hutson played college hockey mm-hmm. and everything. So Celebrini's younger, but he's having a great, great season as well.
Last night, it was Zetterlund scoring in the shootout in the fourth round to win it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Do you happen to, I don't know if you caught the start of the shootout, the first opportunity for Mitch Marner, and the stick snapped on him, and Georgiev actually stopped the stick, the half of the stick, and the puck never ended up coming anywhere close. And yet, you know, Toronto kept going. Eventually, they had the lead in the shootout, and like you say, Toffoli had to answer.
Tavares had the wide open net to score, and he lost the puck, and Georgiev tripped on his laces or something. I don't know. It just looked like youth hockey. It looked like literally a pickup game on Sunday morning at your local rec rink when Tavares went on the shootout.
Yeah, and last night it was unfortunate how quickly, again, overtime came to an end for the Sabres.
Yep.
They haven't won an OT game, a game in OT, I should say, since the California sweep, that road trip where they
Anaheim?
Exactly, and you know they haven't played a ton. I think you know you look at teams like the Flyers, and it feels like they go to overtime every night. Buffalo's played 10 overtime games this year, which is a little on the low side, and they're 4-6 in those situations. San Jose has gone 14 times; they're 5-9. But as mentioned, they just picked up their first shootout win of the season this year. Remember early in the year, you were really impressed with just how Celebrini took it upon himself, because they lost like two or three games in a row via a shootout, and they, you know, he wasn't scoring in it.
Yeah, he said it's
on me. And it was just like, wow, like this is impressive. And there have been so many markers, kind of, if you will, just where you watch little moments in a game and you think, even despite his age, it's like, holy cow, this kid's compete level and his intelligence out there is just remarkable. So how do you counter that? We heard from Thompson after the game last night. We heard a lot of talk about the power play. It's not a normal game day morning, right? You're back-to-back, so you don't have the same potential for setup. But we're also 60 games in after tonight. So, you know, maybe just reiterate to people what your takeaway was from the players talking about 0-for night on the power play.
Well, you asked me in the postgame last night about the power play. My first thing was, the power play needs to become a shooting power play. It needs to go back to Thompson on the left flank with the one-timer, mm-hmm. because they tried to go away from that because he wasn't as healthy. And maybe they were trying to give him a different look.
Yeah.
But now, I mean, that shot last night was 99 miles an hour from way out off the wall. His stick almost touched the glass when he was waiting for it. A fan could have reached over and grabbed it out of his hands, but he beat Montembeau clean on the 99 mile an hour shot. I say, keep feeding Thompson that. And Tage Thompson, after the game, had a very smart comment. He said, when teams are in their setup on the penalty kill, one way to get them out of their setup and open up lanes is shot, rebound, get a puck recovery, and then they start chasing because they get out of position. And I thought that was great awareness and a smart response from Tage Thompson, because right now they're not moving anybody on the penalty kill. They're trying to make set plays from a very static formation. But last night, Montreal didn't chase.
Right.
And if you don't get San Jose to chase to the corners or chase to the half wall, nothing's going to open. So Tage Thompson saying, we need shots, we need shots, we need recoveries. I was like, okay, that's his. I don't want to hear anymore. Get the shots, get Tage on the left flank, and get him going.
All right, it is Bills night. It's going to be an awful lot of fun here at KeyBank Center. First 10,000 fans will receive the Squish the Fish towel. We'll have Bills personalities present, giveaways, games, an awful lot more. 6:30 pregame coverage on MSG, and Bills and Sabres COO Pete Gowelli coming up next on Sabres Live.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.